So about a year ago, KJZZ's Catherine Fritke saw a big ball of light shoot across the early morning sky on her way to work. Well, that ball of light was a meteor and not an alien, as she originally thought. Really, you thought it was an alien?
Just a little bit.
Catherine is here to tell us about the most recent findings by researchers and scientists from the ASU Center for Meteorite Studies. Hey, Catherine.
Hi. So it's been about 11 months to the day since that meteor was seen over Phoenix, but it actually fell on the Apache White Mountain Reservation. And after collecting samples from the area and taking them back to the lab, scientists were able to study them and found what they had in scientific terms is a LL7 meteorite, which according to Professor Lawrence Garvey at ASU is really rare. And he says it's only one of about 50 LL7s ever found.
So, you know, now comes a really sort of interesting scientific sort of endeavor. We've just begun to explore what is this telling us about early solar system history. And this one in particular seems to be telling us about high pressure impacts. But then something very odd happened. We don't know what yet. Because, you know, when we look at this thing under the microscope, there's things we haven't seen before, or I haven't seen.
And because of how special the meteor is, Garvey says he wanted to give it an interesting name. And he said that most meteors are named for the area or city in which they're found. But because this meteor was found near Cibecue on the reservation, they decided to give it a more traditional name.
And the traditional Apache name for Cibecue is Dishchibico. So that was sort of the first. That's going to be the name that's going to most likely be used in most of the publications. But then they also suggested that we call it Cibecue Starstone. That came out as Dishchibico Tsiltsetse. So it's really it's a name that reflects both the culture and the location of where this thing fell. So it is a fascinating name.
The official report on the Cibecue Starstone was released on Monday, and Garvey says that in that short amount of time, and because of the sample that they have is so rare, many of his colleagues from around the world have shown a lot of interest.
You know, many people have their own areas of expertise. You know, we're not all expert at everything. So I will let little pieces of this go to my colleagues around the world to do their own little bits of investigation on.
Garvey says he hopes their findings will eventually lead to a larger consortium study to bring together all of the information they found. And so the real story behind the meteor's history is really understood, because he says there are many different special aspects to this, again, very rare type of meteorite that fell conveniently in our backyard.
Meteorite, not alien.
Meteorite, not alien.
That's KJZZ's Catherine Fritke. Thanks, Catherine.
No problem.